10 years ago this month, the citizens of West Central China finished lunch and returned to their workplaces and classrooms. It was at 2:28 p.m. on May 12th that the devastating Wenchuan earthquake leveled a line of towns and villages cutting through mountainous Sichuan province. Measuring 8.0 on the Richter scale, the quake killed over 80,000 people. It also destroyed schools, roads, businesses, and housing. The homeless equaled the combined populations of Kansas, Nebraska, and the Dakotas. 10 years ago this month was also the most intense 2 weeks of my life. I was in China, working with dedicated biology teacher trainers at five of China's normal universities in the daytime, and watching China's response in real time on television each night. China's premier, Wen Jiabao, was put in charge of the rescue effort. He was trained in geomechanical engineering. Decisions for the rescue and recovery operations were made with the head, not with the heart. Earth-moving equipment went in first, then ambulances. Engineers from the People's Liberation Army were brought in by helicopter. They act like our National Guard. Their engineers hopped from helicopters hovering just above ground level because there was little flat ground on which to land. As survivors were ferried out by helicopter, camera crews from the press jumped aboard and rode back to document the rescues. There was no time for censorship, so each evening I joined the people across China who were glued to TV sets, watching both miraculous rescues and the recovery of buried bodies. Military engineers gave their rations away to civilians. They worked until they collapsed from exhaustion. With more than 20,000 significant aftershocks, some were caught operating under buildings, and many of the injured who were flown out in helicopters were in uniform. Television reported the medical supplies that were needed, and across China, doctors sent what they had for the crushed victims. Factories worked around the clock, providing tents for immediate shelter. Prefab schools were set up where flat land could be found. Where schools could not be set up within a week, students said goodbye to their parents and were sent by train to schools in other provinces, where seats were added in classrooms for them to finish the school year. It's been 10 years now. I taught entomology this fall at Northwest Agricultural and Forestry University, and several of my students were from Sichuan Province. They had been in upper elementary school, 13 or 14 years old, when the earthquake hit. I spoke to them about what they saw in the years that followed. They remembered this tragic time quite well, but described how everything was built back in just 3 years. Even the World Bank was amazed at the speed with which China mobilized governmental agencies and private businesses for reconstruction. Each earthquake-affected county was partnered with an unaffected province, and China spent $16 billion in U.S. dollars. By the end of 3 years, over 99% of the renovation was complete. Century-old devastated buildings were replaced with modern earthquake-resistant buildings and roads. We know what happened in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina and in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria. Like all countries, China has its share of problems. But when it comes to disaster response, China seems to be well ahead of the curve.